The story behind the song. Often happened that the retelling of the occurrence of some crisis, some near catastrophe, has guided the mind of someone hearing the story into paths from which is born a truly great piece of creative work. Such an incident took place at a Sunday school conference some years ago. Following one of the evening sessions, a veteran of the Civil War was reminiscing, regaling some of his friends with stories of campaigns in which he had participated. This was Major Whittle. And in his small audience sat P.P. Bliss, the noted writer of many of our best modern hymns. As Major Whittle concluded one story...
And that little piece of beefsteak did the trick, and the soldiers of the Confederacy passed on by the hill, never aware that a small detachment of Union troops were within a stone's throw.
Well, let's have another story, Major.
Oh, well, but gentlemen, it's really getting quite late. I don't think...
Just one more, Major. Then we'll allow you to retire in peace. Until tomorrow night.
Well, all right, so just one more then. It was in 1864 on the morning of October 5th. I'll never forget that date. I think that was one of the closest shaves we ever had. I was assigned to the regiment commanded by General Corse. We were situated in a post surrounded by earthworks on a hill, on the crest of which was a small fort. The place was called Altoona Pass, down near Atlanta. Everything seemed comparatively peaceful for a change, when suddenly one of my sub-officers came running up to me.
Major Whittle, sir. Major Whittle.
Well? Yes, Lieutenant?
Come over here, sir.
What is it?
I can't leave my station.
The enemy, sir.
What?
Yes, sir. Thousands of
impossible.
Them.
Impossible. General Sherman is stationed over there on that other hill with his entire army.
If you think it's impossible, sir, you just come with me.
Very well. Come along. I'll have a look.
Take this spyglass, sir. Look over there, down in that valley.
By gad, you're right, Lieutenant. I'll tell General Corse at once.
Why, that can't be, Major. It's not possible.
But it is, sir. There seems to be quite a sizable force out there.
But General Sherman
That's
was...
That's what I thought, too, General Corse. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes.
Quite a force, you say?
Yes, sir.
And here we are with some of the most valuable supplies of the Union Army in our care. And only 1,500 men to combat... Tom? Oh, yes, Sergeant?
A Confederate officer is approaching, sir. He's bearing a white flag.
Oh, I see. Very well. Come on, Major Whittle. We'll soon see what this is all about. Open that gate to receive an officer of the enemy. Attention!
General Corse?
I am General Corse.
I enter your fortification under terms of temporary truce, sir.
Yes?
I bear the compliments of General French, commanding a brigade of 6,000 men of the Confederate Army. General French commands me to inform you, sir, that you're completely surrounded by his forces.
Surrounded? Any further word from General French?
Yes, sir. He bids me to command you to surrender, sir.
I presume General French will not be surprised to hear of my irrevocable refusal.
I'm sure he won't, sir.
You may tell General French that as long as there is a man of us alive, there will be no surrender.
I shall carry your message to him immediately.
Just before you leave,
Yes, sir?
Would you mind telling me how General French accomplished this maneuver?
Well, not at all, sir. General Hood passed the right flank of General Sherman's federal forces yesterday and gained the rear of his lines. Several of your garrisons have been destroyed and the railroad to the north burned.
Cat. Major. Go on, sir.
Naturally, General Sherman was forced to send his army after General Hood. While he was so occupied, General French made the left flank maneuver and, well, sir, here we are.
Yes, so I see. Very well. You may also communicate this to General French. The next move will be his.
I understand, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Close the gate. Come with me, Major Whittle. Not that I doubt the word of that young Confederate captain, but I'd just like to see for myself. We'll go to the other side of the fort, simply to find out just how much we are surrounded.
Yes, sir.
At ease, men. Well, so Sherman has been outwitted at last.
General Corse, sir, how can you laugh at a crisis like this?
Yes, there they are, Major. The enemy.
Thousands of them.
6,000, I believe the captain said.
Well, they've started firing, sir. What should we do?
Do? Why, give the command to return the fire, of course.
Yes, sir.
Commence firing. Commence firing. Commence firing.
Throughout the long, harrowing day, the sharp fighting continued. With ever-decreasing ammunition and depleted forces, General Corse and his men were impelled to retreat to the small fort at the crest of the hill. There they barricaded themselves within the cramped enclosure to await what seemed to be an inevitable fate of death or capture. Then, as the worn and haggard regiment of General Corse fought on through that painfully disheartening October afternoon...
General Corse! General Corse, sir!
Yes? What is it, Major?
We can't hold out much longer, sir.
Major Whittle, you heard what I told that young Confederate captain. That as long as there stood a man of us here in Altoona Pass, there would be no surrender.
I know, sir, but...
That's enough of that, sir. You're an officer of the Union, Major. Your duty is clear.
I'm sorry, sir.
General Corse, sir.
Yes, Lieutenant?
One of my men reported seeing a signal flag from that hill yonder, sir.
A signal? Where?
Off to the south, sir. There.
Have you your glass, Major?
Yes, sir.
Try to find that signal.
Yes, sir. I see it, sir. I see it.
Is our flagman handy?
Yes, sir.
Signal, we are ready to receive.
Yes, sir. They're coming back to the message, General Corse.
Read it as they send. Men, listen.
S-H-E-R-M-A-N-T-O-C-O-R-S-E-...
Sherman to Corse. It's General Sherman. Wait, man, wait! What else, Major?
H-O-L-D-T-H-E-F-O-R-T-I-A-M-C-O-M-I-N-G-N.
Hold the fort. I am coming.
Well, the rest of that October day wasn't a pretty one. We still had more than 3 hours to wait. More than half of our garrison were killed or wounded. But at last, the advance guard of Sherman's army came up, and the Confederate forces of General French retired in retreat.
Hold the fort. I am coming.
What did you say, Mr. Bliss?
It's peculiar, but I have an idea.
An idea?
Out of that story of conflict, of that hideous combat between men who were before and are now friends, there's been born within my heart an inspiration.
An inspiration, Mr. Bliss?
After all, every one of us, every man, woman, and child on earth is engaged in a conflict today. It's a conflict far different from that in which you were engaged back in 1864, Major Whittle. But it's a far more important battle, a more dangerous and harrowing experience than the one in which you were engaged.
Mr. Bliss, I think I know what you mean.
Hold the fort. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Gentlemen, I shan't sleep much tonight. I'm going to write a hymn. A hymn which will have been inspired by this story we've just heard. There's a message there. A message, gentlemen, so powerful, so dominant, that we have pledged our very lives to the telling of it. The grand, glorious message. Good night, my friends. Before you retire, hold the fort for me while I write my new hymn.